From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, July 14th, 2015. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star, Hudson Common Council failed to achieve a quorum at its monthly informal meeting on Monday, July 13th, following a protest by five council members. Present for the meeting were Alderman John Friedman, Bart Delaney, and Rick Rector. Friedman, filling in for Council President Don Moore, said some aldermen were absent, quote, because I'm sitting here, unquote. When contacted at home, Majority Leader Tiffany Garriga said the decision to stay away from the meeting was a protest over Moore's decision to have Friedman chair the meeting. Garriga said, quote, I was voted Majority Leader. I should be called and asked to chair the meeting. I wasn't even considered, unquote. Under the city charter, in the absence of the president, quote, the Common Council may appoint any alderman in attendance chairman of the meeting, unquote. Participating in the protest, in addition to Garriga, were council members Alexis Keith, Oreen Stewart, Abdus Mia, and Robert Donahue. Read the full story in the Register Star. The Daily Freeman is reporting power was restored to about 2,800 Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation customers on Monday, July 13th. The outage lasted approximately 1 hour. The company said the blackout was caused by an equipment malfunction near State Route 9G in Rhinebeck at approximately 3:15 p.m. Power was restored to the majority of customers at 4:12 p.m. The outage encompassed much of Red Hook and Tivoli. A company spokesman said one circuit, quote, locked out, unquote, and, quote, set off another circuit just like your circuit breakers at home, unquote. Luca Marzorati and Colby Hamilton are reporting at Capital Confidential. The son-in-law of former state assembly leader Sheldon Silver pleaded guilty in federal court Monday, July 13th to one count of securities fraud. According to U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, Marcelo Trebich ran a multi-million-dollar Ponzi scheme to raise money for his firm, Alice Capital. In an email to Capital New York, Trebich's attorney, Benjamin Braffman, denied his client has any involvement in Silver's case at all. On January 22nd, Silver was arrested and charged by federal authorities with taking $4 million in bribes and kickbacks in exchange for pushing policy favorable to real estate developers and securing state grants for a New York City doctor's research. His son-in-law now faces a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison and a maximum fine of $5 million. Trebich will be sentenced in November. Read the full story at Capital New York. Melanie Lukosiewicz is reporting in the Daily Mail. The Athens Republican Caucus last week chose Robert Butler as its candidate for town supervisor. The party also got behind town council incumbent Michael Reganey and newcomers Rick Serrano Jr. and Tony Paluk. If elected, Paluk would complete the last 2 years of his late wife's four-year term. The GOP also declared its support of two longtime incumbents, town clerk Linda Stacy and highway superintendent John J. Farrell. Incumbent Republican town supervisor Joseph Erassi is not seeking re-election. The caucus did not nominate a candidate for town justice. The Democrats have not yet held their caucus. The general election is November 3rd. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. And Katie Kochianski is reporting in the Register Star on progress being made toward a planned expansion of the Kinderhook Memorial Library. The library is in the second year of its capital campaign to renovate and expand the building located at 18 Hudson Street in the village of Kinderhook. The planned $2.1 million expansion would triple the size of the facility to nearly 6,000 square feet. Library Director Annalie Giraldo said, quote, we've listened to all of our patrons and they want more space here at the library, unquote. Among the requested additions are a separate study room and a 48-seat meeting room, which would be made available to the community even when the library is closed. If ongoing fundraising efforts are successful, the plan is to break ground on the study room in 1 to 2 years. Read the full story in the Register Star. For the local weather forecast, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the region, including Greene, Ulster, Columbia, and Dutchess counties, for Tuesday, July 14th. Chances of thunderstorms will continue into the evening. The storms are not expected to be severe. However, they will be rather slow-moving and capable of producing locally heavy rainfall, which could result in some urban and poor drainage flooding. Today, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 10 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 80. Chance of precipitation is 40%. Tuesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy, low around 67. Chance of precipitation is 50%. The forecast for the next 3 days, Wednesday, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 3 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 3 and 5 p.m., with a slight chance of showers after 5 p.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. Mostly cloudy with a high near 80. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, low around 55. Thursday, sunny, high near 79. Thursday night, mostly clear, low around 55. Friday, sunny, high near 83. And Friday night, partly cloudy, with a low around 61. The sun rose today at 5:32 a.m. and will set at 8:30 p.m. The length of the day, 14 hours and 58 seconds. And finally, taking a look at public meetings, today is the second Tuesday of the month, and WGXC suggests calling ahead to confirm time and location. In Catskill, Planning Board meeting, 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 439 Main Street in Catskill. In Chatham, workshop meeting, 6:30 p.m. at Chatham High School Library, 50 Woodbridge Avenue in Chatham. Also in Chatham, Planning Board meeting, 7 p.m. at 488 Route 295 in Chatham. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Health and Medical Committee meeting, 4 p.m. at 401 State Street in Hudson. In Copake, the Land Use Review Committee meets at 7 p.m. The Board of Ethics also meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 230 Mount View Road in Copake. In Coxsackie, Town Board meeting, 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall on Reed Street in Coxsackie. In Durham, the Chamber meeting, 7 p.m. at Town Building, 7309 State Route 81 in East Durham. In Lexington, the Planning Board meeting, 8 p.m. at Town Hall, 3542 Route 42 in Lexington. And finally, in Stuyvesant, the Trails Committee meeting, 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 5 Sunset Drive in Stuyvesant. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, July 14th, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Neva Wartell. Have a great day.